Bruce Rauner, Republican gubernatorial candidate, joins me on the other end of the line. Bruce, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Tom, good morning. I'm terrific. How are you doing today?
Well, good. You know, the Democrats said, show me your plan, show me your plan. You showed them a plan. The first thing they said, well, it's a trick.
Exactly. These guys are running around so much they're like chickens with their heads cut off. They have no clue. Pat Quinn is wasting so much of our taxpayer money, his only answer to all our problems, raise taxes more, increase the taxes burden on the families of Illinois. He is the worst governor in America. He's got the track record to prove it. And what we're doing now is every week or two, we're rolling out another piece of our plan to bring in, end wasteful spending, reduce the tax burden on our families, and restore good, efficient, effective government that's run for the benefit of the people again. That's what we're going to do. We outlined a key part of our plan last week, a 10-point plan to save over $1 billion a year for families in Illinois. Pat Quinn's immediate response is, oh, some of this stuff is baloney. It's not really tax dollars we're spending. We didn't really spend taxpayer money to fly in a few prairie chickens from Kansas for $100,000 to fly them in.
Oh.
And I say, that's Pat, it shows how clueless you are. Yeah, he said, well, it's not really taxpayer money because we got some of it from the federal government, as if that's not taxpayer money.
And then the fees on hunting licenses.
Yeah, which I'm a hunter. I don't want my money taken to fly prairie chickens on a plane. And that's just another form of a tax. This shows how clueless Pat Quinn is.
One of those 10-point items was changes or finding ways to save money in purchasing. How much farther down that rabbit hole have you gone?
Oh, boy. You know what? We're just beginning to scratch the surface. It's incredible. There's this big bureaucracy called Central Management Services in Springfield. It runs the government operations. Over the years, under Blagojevich and Quinn, it's become a cesspool of patronage and corruption and cronyism. And even Pat Quinn's own taxpayer advisory board said you could save at least $500 million a year by reforming the procurement process in that bureaucracy. Pat Quinn has done nothing about it because he believes in big government and more taxes. And you know what? It's a huge opportunity to save taxpayers incredible amounts of money. We're going to go root in there and rip out that corruption and change it so it's really an efficient process run for the benefit of the taxpayers again.
I do find that whenever you talk about sums, $500 million here, $200 here, $100 million there, that you get the concept of the steady drip fills the bucket or empties the bucket of debt, depending on your perspective.
Yeah, exactly.
That you start somewhere. It's not like you go, okay, we're going to go over here to this department and make $1 billion back. You've been looking at items and then cherry picking some, and I think we've got a target rich environment in Illinois when it comes to spending.
Sure.
But I mean, the idea that you would instantly come out and say, I've got a way to fix $1.2 billion hole over just by waving a magic wand, that vision is a little off base because it can't be done that way.
No, that's right. What we're going to do is lay out our vision. We're going to be very specific. We're going to turn the government around so it's benefit of our working families in Illinois again, because it's not today. It's run by the politicians for their own benefit and their cronies, the special interest groups. And our first step was when we got our term limits petition signatures approved. Madigan and the crowd tried to block our petitions. They're trying to throw they tried to throw the signatures off, so we couldn't get it on the ballot. But we overcame that. We are now announced 2 weeks ago that our term limits signatures got approved, and it's going to be on the ballot November 4th. So your listeners, the voters of Illinois, can decide for themselves whether to put 8 years maximum service on all the politicians in the state legislature. That'll be a huge benefit for good government reform.
Yeah, I noticed
last week we laid out our 10-point plan to save over $1 billion a year. We're going to move the legislators into 401ks for their pensions rather than these ridiculously generous systems. We're going to sell off the fleet of planes. We have the biggest fleet of state-owned aircraft in America, which is ridiculous. And we're going to save a lot of money. And then in the coming weeks, we're going to lay off major tax reform so we can lower tax burden on families, major pro-growth, pro-job creation reforms so families can have multiple jobs to choose from and can then raise their family take-home pay because of a booming economy. And we're going to have a major restructuring of our education system so there are world-class schools in every district that include vocational training and job training back into our public school system. It's going to transform Illinois' economy.
Here's the thing. In Forbes magazine did a really interesting article, I believe it was 2, maybe 3 weeks ago, about the $1,100 mistake, and that is $1,100 for each man, woman, and child, the average taxpayer in the state. if they have this tax bump, this temporary tax making it permanent. But when you look at all of the states surrounding Illinois, they have dealt with their problem, which was very much like Illinois' problems, in a dramatically different way. They've had outcomes, but we can't look across the river to see what's working. But it is, it's working in Missouri, in Wisconsin, Michigan. On the list goes.
Oh, exactly right. No, all the other states around the Midwest have turned the corner. They're going the right way. They're getting tax reductions on their working families. They are getting their economies growing, creating jobs for everybody. They've reformed their school system so the schools are improving and parents have real choices on where they have the best fit for their kids. They're going the right way, and Illinois is going the wrong way under Pat Quinn. He's had a 5.5-year run so far as governor. When he's removed from office in November, he'll have a 6-year period that he was governor. And you know what? Under his 6 years, unemployment in Illinois has moved up to the highest in the Midwest, third highest in America. The tax burden has increased on working families dramatically, and we have nothing to show for that tax increase. Our schools have been defunded by Pat Quinn, even though he didn't have to cut the funding for them. And all the problems have gotten worse under him rather than better. He's the worst governor in America. He's got the track record to prove it. We're going to get him out of office and get the government run for the benefit of the working families in Illinois again.
All right, U.S. economy grew 1.8% in 2013. Not exactly a good number, but here's the thing that I found interesting in comments, published reports from you saying, look, the governor is actually doing this to manipulate the circumstances, to make bad decisions so that we have to have the temporary income tax, that he is precipitating that need.
Exactly right. Pat Quinn has manipulated the numbers and spun the story because he really wants that tax hike. This is what the politicians do. They say whenever they want to put a tax hike in, they say, oh, it's for education. We have to have it. And what he's done is he cut education funding the last few years when he did not have to do that because he wanted pressure on families to increase taxes. That was his goal, and he's working his goal hard. The reality is we should make education our top priority, not cut education funding. We should cut the other wasteful spending in the ways I've outlined in our 10-point plan. And we got to get a booming economy. What Pat Quinn doesn't understand is we cannot tax our way out of our problems. We've got to grow our way out of our problems by creating jobs for everybody who wants to work and a low tax burden on our citizens so they can increase their net take-home pay. That's the real answer for our long-term prosperity for our families.
You know, it's interesting because in part of your 10-point plan, you talked about $250 million a year that you say could be saved by requiring verification of Medicaid eligibility
exactly.
before someone's granted benefits.
Exactly.
The governor has called a public scheduled meeting today at 11 a.m. at the Rush University Medical Center, saying as part of his agenda to ensure all people have access to quality health care, Governor Quinn will sign legislation to modernize and streamline Illinois Medicaid system. Probably
that's
a coincidence.
That's his response to our criticism, and you know what? He's failed as governor. You know what? There was an independent outside firm that came in to investigate Medicaid enrollment fraud in Illinois. They were finding that up to 40% of the enrollees in the system weren't entitled to get the benefits they were getting. Pat Quinn, what did he do? He stopped the outside investigation because he didn't like the results that they were getting.
And then you've got the people who were just dead.
Part of the problem.
And then you got the people who were dead.
we spent $12 million paying for deceased people in Medicaid.
All right, I know I'm keeping you just a little longer. Have you got 30 seconds, one more question?
I think a quick 30, sure.
Okay, when it comes to the harshest critics about your 10-point plan and why haven't you done more and why aren't you sharing more, what would you have your harshest critic know about you right now in relationship to your plan to solve Illinois' monetary issues?
This is just one small step in the overall restructuring of our state government. We laid out $1 billion in savings. We're going to be laying out other major savings and major reforms every couple of weeks. We're going to have a detailed plan, and we're going to transform our government so it's run for the benefit of the people again.